the weekend, I felt quite overstimulated. I felt quite drained because I had a friend visit me from town, and then I went straight into a family event where I met lots of new people, surrounded by lots of different energy. And you know, one of the things about being a sensitive soul is you pick up on energy quite quickly, and you can feel energy from different people quite quickly, and it's easy to get overwhelmed, and your nervous system can get quite taxed quite quickly, especially if there's a lot of external stimulation of any kind, you know, auditory, visual. So I felt all of that. And by the time Monday came around, man, I just felt drained. I felt drained. And it's not that the interactions weren't great. It's that I know what I need, and I need some downtime, some decompression time. If there's a lot of social interaction, I love being social, but I also love having my own time and taking care of my needs. And one thing I've been doing unapologetically recently is just honoring my needs. And if that means deferring a call, if I can defer it, then I will, because I need some quiet time. Or one thing that I did do is the calls that I did have set up on Monday, I, instead of going on video for three of those calls, I decided to ask each person if they wouldn't mind doing an audio call instead. So I didn't have to sit in front of a screen and have an extra piece of technology in front of me. I just couldn't handle being on camera and just sitting in front of a screen for 45 minutes or an hour. And so I asked all three of them, I said, you know, can we do an audio call instead? WhatsApp audio. And so we did. And I just lay on my bed and I was talking, and then I was walking around my apartment and was talking. And that was so much more healthy for me, and it nourished me, and I was able to show up more fully because I asked for what I needed in that moment, you know. And so my invitation is just be unapologetic about what you need right now. What is it you need right now in your life? What adjustments do you need to make so that you can really nurture and nourish your nervous system and honor your needs? Simple. Give voice to it and ask. You know, one thing my mentor always said was ask. He said, the one sticky note that I have on my screen every day is ask. That's the only reminder, is to keep asking for what it is you need in the world. So there's my invitation for you today, short and sweet. What is it you need right now to nourish yourself? And how can you ask for it? It's a good practice in using your voice, learning to step into your power and to utilize your voice to protect your needs. And you know, there might be an element of feeling guilty for putting off a call or making an adjustment of some kind, but that's because you're not used to honoring your needs. So maybe the time is now to start honoring your needs, because once you do, you're able to show up more fully. So that person, that group, that other party is receiving the best of you, because you're honoring where you're at. So there you go. I love you, and I'll talk to you again soon.